If you could call in with advice, and I'm not trying to bum anybody out, but this is just something I think, unfortunately, everybody has dealt with in their life, and I just don't know what to do with this situation. 833-563-2539. I was hanging out with my wife this weekend, and we just noticed lately, the past week or so, that our neighbors all around us have dogs, but one of them, we haven't seen their dog out a lot, and we ended up seeing the dog. I'm like, oh, okay, he's okay. But the dog wasn't okay. Something happened. He's an older lab, and they ended up having to make the decision to put him down because his back was so bad he couldn't walk. Now, here's the thing that I'm wondering, and then I'll explain more of the story. 833-563-2539. What do I do for my neighbors who had to put their dog down? Like, normally you send, like, somebody, if they lose something, like a person in life, like you send, like, flowers or you say something, but it's just, it's still a tough thing, and people really care about their animals and pets, and I don't know what I would want my neighbor to do if my dog, Benny and Paddington, ever passed away, and I'm not going to go into depth with that because I'll start crying, but 833-563-2539, if you guys can offer any ideas besides the saying, hey, I'm sorry for your loss, like, do we give them like a gift card for dinner or something to go out? I don't know.
Maybe something in remembrance is what I would do. Like something just little and sweet.
Okay, 833-563-2539. I'd appreciate your suggestions. Now, here's the thing. It's like, it just goes to show how much an animal can make an impact, just like people can. All day on Sunday, that's the day they decided, hey, we're gonna have to put them down. It's just because it's not fair to the dog to be in that much pain. Cars and cars kept on coming into my neighborhood and parking on the street, and they had the dog. I don't want to say my neighbor's name, but their dog was Franklin. He was a really cool dog. And they had Franklin out there on their front yard, and it's just hard to talk about. It feels like it's my dog. But he was just sitting out there, and I kind of looked like he was smiling. I felt like a creep because I was next door, and I didn't want to bother their moment. But all these different people came on by, and they sat around in chairs. Like 10 chairs were out there. They had Franklin on a blanket. It looked like he had some of his toys. But like my neighbor's parents came on by. Their friends came on by. Obviously, a dog is with you for a good chunk of your life, so I think some of their college friends came in out there too.
What kind of dog was it?
I believe he's a lab.
I'm literally going to start crying.
I'm not trying to make you cry.
You're putting this on me after a holiday weekend.
That's the hardest decision you'll ever have to make.
Oh my
gosh. Because I was really blessed. I've only had one dog my whole life, and I've had her longer than Lulu. My little girl is Lucy, but I had a dog named Belle, and I got her for Mother's Day, and she passed away just this last, like, not even a year ago, but I was terrified that I was going to have to make that call because she lost her vision. She lost her hearing. She started going potty all over the place. I mean, it was bad, and she, I believe, had cancer. And anyway, I was so blessed that she, before I had to make that decision, she passed in her sleep. But okay. I bawled for days and days and days.
Of course.
I mean, I still get teary. I don't even want another dog because you realize you have to go through that heartache.
So I feel like, I know it's dumb, but I feel guilty even walking by my neighbors with my dogs now. Like, I feel like I have to take a different route, and that's not realistic. Like, in the neighborhood I live in, everybody's got dogs. But it's just hard. I couldn't imagine. And that's why I was wondering if anybody had advice. I don't know what the protocol in the situation is.
Do you have something? Its name was Franklin?
Franklin,
the doggy. I would get something with Franklin on it, like a sweet little something. Maybe wait a second, because they're obviously very sad.
Yeah, just happened a few days ago.
I mean, I think flowers, too, is okay for, like, maybe even just, like, the time being or something. And just saying, like, we loved seeing your dog, Franklin, playing out in the yard, like, we'll all miss him. I can only imagine what you're going through.
Or a little ornament for the holidays with like a little heart and a paw print or something with Franklin and like the, if you can find out the dates of you know, Franklin's birthday or something.
Now you're making me do some work. Now I'm going to have to delve deep. All right. Well, ladies, I wasn't trying to bum you out. It's just I feel like somebody else, you know, has unfortunately went through that and maybe could offer some advice. But I'll tell you what, it was one of the sweetest things I've ever seen. Just everybody gathered around right there. And it was a beautiful day, too. Nice and sunny.